Welcome to This Week in FX PhD, your weekly wrap-up and behind the scenes at fxphd.com.
Hi, and welcome to This Week at FX PhD. I'm John Montgomery, joined as always by Mike. How's it going, my friend?
Going very well. Yes, he's here in a fairly cold, but not quite as cold as it has been day in Sydney. I think we've turned the corner. The grippingly cold winds that got us plummeting down to, I think, what would be about, 70 or 65 degrees centigrade? I mean, Fahrenheit.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't do that math in my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a bit too far off.
Yeah. How much is... I'm going to work that out while I talk to you. There must be some really good way of doing that. Hey, how are you?
Going well. Going very, very, very well here. Made some more updates and changes to the site over the weekend at FXPHD. So certain operations and certain things may be a bit speedier than they were before the weekend. Also temporarily broke some stuff, as I usually do on FXGuide this afternoon, but that's back up and working thanks to Ian finding something for us. But yeah, it's going well, and I'm especially happy now that I can comfortably call this podcast This Week at FXPHD, because for the last 2 months I thought that I'd made a mistake and we've been running the wrong opening, our previous opening on the podcast. But as Mike nicely pointed out to me, that I was actually listening to podcasts from 1 year ago.
Now, just to make a point here, John, if you didn't mention that to anyone, no one would know.
I know. I just, you know, it's fine. But basically what happened is we updated the plan was, in my mind, to update the intro to the podcast with the new title.
And to rename it, yeah.
To rename it, right? Because it was the FXPHDOD, and now...
Which was too obscure a technical reference
yes,
for most people
from,
to get.
The shake days of when we started FXPHD years ago. And so we got the new recording. I thought it was all done. And then, 2 weeks ago, I was listening to the podcast, and it was the old intro. I was listening to these July podcasts, and... I was so frankly embarrassed that I wasn't able to even mention it to Mike for a couple of weeks.
I just got to interrupt you here, right? Yeah. I understand everything you said apart from that. Did you not notice that what we were talking about was a year old?
No, I just listened to the beginning of it. I saw the podcast and it was, you know, you listen to the first 10 seconds and it's like, okay. This, you know, it's the same. So same music.
Okay.
But yes, you're right. Had I just hung on and listened, as I told you, listen to it? Because, well, I was on the podcast, and we have people who check them for technical problems before they release them. So I actually didn't feel a need to listen to the podcast. So anyway, I digress. But I'm a bit more comfortable this week in the intro saying it's This Week.
Okay. At FXPHD. Well, just before we go any further, I actually wasn't far off. I said 65. It's actually 60 degrees Fahrenheit here today.
That's freezing. Do you have your parka on?
Yeah, no, it's like 15 degrees centigrade. I actually do have a jacket on and a jumper, like a pullover and a shirt. Yeah, no, I'm kind of rugged up. I'm put the heater on yet, but I think I'm getting close.
So anyway, back to PhD. Today we actually have some new stuff. The guys in Sydney have been hard at work working on some new Resolve training for Morn, Mike.
Absolutely, yeah. DaVinci Resolve is something that we've had training on, and is outside of the standard FXPHD in the sense that it's not inside the term structure. It's one of our fast forwards. So we have several things on the fast forward. One of the reasons for that is that when we started doing Resolve training, and we've been doing it now for quite a long time, when I first did the first one with Warren, it was a matter of having to say to people, hey, if you can get into a suite after hours and learn DaVinci, you know, this is the way to go, because you'll never have a chance to get access to the panels or a telecine or... dot, dot, dot. Of course, run the clock forward to today, it's very, very different since what we were doing back in the day. And so clearly you don't need to tell us any, because stuff isn't shot on film, and DaVinci is really very viable as just a software-only product, though, of course, you can also use it with a panel. And Warren is back with Resolve 11. Now, because we, in the early days, found it to be a bit of an island. We didn't have it inside the term structure, and it's pretty much stayed that way. So from those early days, we've had it as just a straight fast forward. It's convenient because quite often people that are doing color correction just after the color correction and not so much the rest of the workflow. Though that is changing as DaVinci mm-hmm. moves more towards being having kind of nonlinear workflows and certainly integrating more into that flexible software pipeline. The Resolve training version 11, the new one, which is the fundamentals, it's kind of like a good entry-level kind of fundamental structure rather than kind of an advanced thing, is available for a full download. So that means if you went to the FX PhD store, which of course is right there at the top button on the FX PhD site, you can just download all of the classes in one whack. And there are 10 in all, covering everything from workflow to conforming. And Warren has been very popular in doing this. In fact, he's got real following because he's been using it for so long, but also because I just believe, John, he's a good educator.
Yeah, he really is. He basically is a really fantastic colorist and does an outstanding job teaching as well. And I mean, that's one thing about Warren and you know all the profs at FX PhD. It's not everyone who is a fantastic artist or colorist or editor or can teach. And so when we find someone who can do both, we really want to maintain that relationship with them. And we've had a long one with Mr. Eagles.
Yeah.
So we send out an email today as well to those of you who've purchased that in the past and similar to the previous offerings, because there's quite a bit of an overlap between you know, the various versions. We do offer a discount to those of you who have ordered it in the past. You know, we can't really give it away for free because, frankly, it takes a considerable amount of time for Warren to actually prep the course and record the course, as well as takes time for us to edit it, put it together, and we'll also pay for the distribution and get everything set up and running. And that's why, obviously, there's not a free upgrade to that, simply because it takes time, and we want to be also supportive of Warren and his efforts. So we sent out an email to those of you who'd purchased it in the past. If you did not receive that email, go ahead and click on the help link and fill out a support request, and we'll let you know the details of that. But basically, if you're registered with FXPHD, provided your you know, email address, you should have received an email today. That's July 28th or July 29th if you're in Mike's part of the world. So check your mail for that as well.
Yes, yes, it's really good the response that we get to this training because you know, of course. But I should also flag that there are other things in the fast forward. Warren is just you know, one of the things is in the fast forward. So if you haven't been over and checked out the store at PhD, so probably worth having a look at it. And there are other things that would fall into the same category as being things that are. Like isolated courses, but there are also some other things that you can get by the way of like there's actually foundation courses that were things that's more started inside PhD and moved out. So there's a range of courses, but it's not our primary method of doing stuff, but it certainly works well for certain things. The other thing is it's always a good place to go to get gift certificates when you want to give someone you love an opportunity to be part of PhD.
Yes, very, very nice. And then as well, the Scratch FX package as well. Warren's actually made a variety of packages available. You can get details for stock footage and effects elements, and that's down at the bottom of the page.
Well, there's the Nuke Train the Trainer as well. The full certified program for serious hardcore Nuke training is also there as well.
Yeah, so check those that out under the store tab. What's that? Sorry.
I was going to say just it's stuff that doesn't necessarily fit inside the normal structure like that. Yep. Hey, sorry, I was going to say something, but you just said it, didn't you? That the there's also those download clips.
Yeah, exactly. So Warren, those are actually from Warren as well. Some cool fog pack, some film grain, some sashes, some burns, and some bundle. And if you click on each of those, you can see a sample video that actually plays out the various clips. You can actually check them out before you buy. But they're great. They're Apple ProRes 422 files at 1080p resolution. So check those out. You might not have seen those in the past if you haven't visited the store recently, but really some nice quality, you know, Scratch effects style footage, especially useful for, you know, editing and things like that. Snazzy video editing, fast paced.
We use them in Warren's video.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Why not? The promo that sells itself. something like that.
Yes.
So how are things going getting ready to head up for SIGGRAPH? There's just so much going on at SIGGRAPH this year, isn't there?
Yeah, and the party invitations are just flowing. I posted this on Twitter. Like, for a while there, I was thinking, yeah, the industry's a bit down, not so many parties. I think in the last 24 hours, I've had like 4 separate party invitations.
I think they know we're a very procrastinating group as a bunch, us artist types.
What, and just only email at the last second?
I mean, they know that we're not really going to make plans until day of in general, you know? And so, but yeah, it's a crazy the number of parties that are coming through, as well as just simply meetups and things at the end, you know, things like the RenderMan user group that's later in the day.
Yeah, not as many user groups as we've seen in the past, but definitely parties. And I'm going to say that we're going to be at that point that we're going to go to either none or multiple parties in the same night. I say none because sometimes I'm just like exhausted from jet lag or whatever, and I just collapse. But there are the nights I can remember where we've gone to multiple parties. It's really convenient if they're in the same kind of general locale. There was one year we went and there was parties like on the third top floor, remember? And then down the bottom there was like another big party.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
And we just, you just go up and down the elevator going to parties. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, and with all the post houses there now, a lot of those places are actually having those as well, you know? It's like, I mean, similar to L.A., but very different from, say, a place like when it was in New Orleans, for instance. Not a lot of facilities there, but that's one of the things that the facilities like doing is having people come by the facility, check it out, things like that. And the manufacturers who, as you mentioned, aren't necessarily doing user group meetings, but maybe are doing parties and things like that. You know, you've got lots of people doing that, as well as people like NVIDIA.
Yeah, I don't know. In LA last time, wherever that was it in LA last time? Yeah, I think it must have been. There was this great bar just really nearby, and so whenever there was nothing else on, you'd go to the bar, and that's where all the sort of people that, like, all the developers were basically hanging out at. And that's what I like when there's like I remember like in San Diego, same thing, like the hotels were kind of really close to the convention center and stuff. It's not quite the same, I don't think, in Vancouver in that respect. Maybe I'm just not aware, but there doesn't seem to be an obvious bar right beside the convention center that everybody hangs at. There are some coffee shops, yeah.
No, it's not. It's, as I remember, I think the place that I posted on the dashboard, but the place that we're going to go is, you know, probably good couple hundred yard walk, I guess you could say, from the convention center, you know, under 5 minutes maybe. But we're waiting to kind of check that out when we get there. But isn't there kind of that old town?
Yeah,
a little bit around and there?
But yeah, no, it is, but it's just not like right. Not like, I think it was LA where you just literally spilled from the convention center and there was, you know, I'm gonna say 20 yards to the hotel. It was LA. And then there was like a couple of places to buy burgers and stuff. And then beyond that, there was the hotel bar. What I was going to say is that's Sunday night, by the way, our meetup. So that's Sunday night of the 10th, and it'll be at 8:30, and we'll put the location in the forums so that you guys can
come. We'll put it on the dashboard, the dashboard link.
Yeah. But it'll definitely be at 8:30 on Sunday night because the fast forward papers finish at 8. So it'll give us half an hour to wobble over and you know, establish a tab and come and join us for a drink. But we're not going to post the location per se on Twitter. Well, you might, I don't know, but we normally don't just because, well, we're just a bit worried about, you know. But anyway, maybe not.
We've done it the last couple of years.
Have we?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, then follow us on Twitter.
We'll be posting the location on August 9th. We'll post it on the dashboard as well as tweet it for you guys. So follow us. And FXPHD is actually a good Twitter account to follow because it's very much a low noise feed. Basically stuff that's really seriously and very much related to the site, whether problems at the site or just information you need to know about your membership. We try and keep it free of a whole bunch of volume of tweets and just kind of stick to details and important things, I guess you could say.
Yes, I thought you meant on your personal Twitter feed, and I was thinking, I don't remember seeing that last year, but that's what you're referring to. Obviously. Yes. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it could be kind of dangerous between, well, especially you, but me as well, I guess, between the two of us. We may not have the money to do the podcast the following week. Depending upon what happens, I guess.
Now, the other thing is that as this is going out, It's about the next day, I imagine, when which will be USA Wednesday. We'll be doing the live feed from the tech compound here. If you want to check out, we're doing a shoot. And during the end of the morning, I guess around lunchtime at Sydney time, which is around... Okay, so it's around this. Let me just work that out. It's about 6 o'clock in LA, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Wellington, about 6 p.m. in Vancouver, and about 8 p.m. in Chicago, but unfortunately 2 a.m. in London. We're going to be live on the internet from the studio, just so that you can see what we're doing on a shoot and ask questions and hang out and be kind of fun. It's not a class. It's just a fun thing to do. If you're working, you might put up the feed and see what's going on, and we'll be impromptu answering questions and showing stuff and just showing what we do here. So I'll see you then. So the link for that is, again, in the forums.
Okay, and we'll also post that on the dashboard as well. Where is that in the forum so I can copy it to the dashboard?
It'll be in background, and it'll be in the link for the actual feed. Yeah, it'll be in background and also in
the dashboard. Okay, cool. So look there, and we'll get it up as soon as, Mike, you post that in the forum. So I'll copy it to the dashboard as well, because... trying to really be conscious of having information on the dashboard, make it more useful than we've done in the past as a place to find kind of general information about what's happening on the site throughout the term, because sometimes it's kind of hard to wade through. The forums aren't necessarily the best place for that. So it gets kind of sometimes bumped down and not new, message not new. So both places is good, and make sure that you guys can find the info when you need it.
Absolutely. I don't actually, the thing is, you're absolutely right. I think that's absolutely true. I don't push the dashboard enough. I guess because I just live in the forums. But yes, I will do that from now on. I will change my habits.
Yes. So that's, again, one of the things we're just kind of starting to do. It hasn't been as much use in the past, actually. But that's one of the things. And again, the idea of it, too, is there's a box there with new posts, a listing of new posts in your courses. As well as new releases in your courses as well, which I'm actually doing some work on right now. So today it is not working, but it generally does work. So it's a good place to kind of check out to get information you need to know about FXPhD.
Brilliant. All right.
Well, I need to actually go.
Yep, okay.
It's a bit late here today. I'm a bit scattered. If it sounded a bit scattered today, it's because, yes, I am a bit scattered today. So... apologies for that, but as usual, we want to try and get the DOD out to you guys every week as quickly as we can. So I guess that's it.
Okay, so we next week we'll try and get one this week in FXPhD out before I jet off. But next week, middle of the week, I'm heading over to San Fran to record some classes for background for you guys at ILM. And then we're going on to SIDGRAPH, obviously, for the following week. That'll be week, of course, 5 that... in our calendar that I'll be in San Fran, though obviously John, you'll still be in LA. And then week 6, luckily, is SIDGRAPH, which is break week, which is awesome. All right, we'll talk to you guys then.
Thanks, guys. See you soon. Bye.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is copyright FXPhD.